Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
And how long to stay there? I've been there. I've been on a job where you had 5 minutes to go to the bathroom. They timed you. And if you were over 5 minutes, they came in looking for you. I've been there.
Hello.
What type of slavery is that? But God said, if you stay faithful, I'm going to make sure that you'll work for me and you never want for nothing. I'll be just like I promised in Philippians, the 4th chapter. How you said, I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Something. His glory and his surpasses the biggest trillionaire, billionaire, any type of treasury vault we got here on this earth. And so if he's going to supply my needs according to his riches, I know I'll never want for anything because his riches don't run out.
Amen.
So I'm trying to teach you today. Use your imagination to pre-play your future. God gives you pictures of tomorrow, so you will not regress and deteriorate into the past. Some of you all, it's amazing because we go all over the nation, we travel, and then we tell people, that we ask, what do you need prayer for? Even on some of our prophetic coaching calls, we've done hours, hundreds of hours of prophetic coaching calls, hundreds of hours. And literally, we talk to the people and we say, what is on your heart? What do you need God to do? And they tell us everything that's going on and everything they need help about. And, you know, we're like, okay. And then literally, we tell them the instructions they need to do, and we tell them what God is doing in their life currently and how they literally are not the same. It happened that quick. They're looking for some type of religious ceremony where we got to tarry over them for 10 hours. Come out now, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We say, no, when you got the real glory of God, you don't got to be going hoarse and spitting all over the place. It happened just that quick because we got real power.
Amen.
Amen.
Literally, just like that, the enemy comes in and drops a little tiny seed in their mind. And because they don't have the discipline to focus their mind, all of a sudden the enemy hits play on the memory and you end up pushing pause on your imagination. So instead of pre-playing your future, now that you're delivered, now that you're able to be healed, now that you're set free, you have no confusion, now you could be going, imagining yourself what you're going to do from this day forward, what you're going to do when you leave the church service. That's the way you should be thinking. But the enemy, as soon as you sit down, after you got off the floor and was slain in the spirit, he starts replaying your memory. Oh, when you get in the car, remember when you start driving home how your right leg cramps up so you might want to brace yourself for the long drive. Remember when you get back home, your husband probably going to be angry because he was angry last week when you came back from church. And he starts to replay those vicious memories of the hurt, the pain, the captivity, and the disdain. And what happens is you end up blocking what just happened in your life, the prosperity, the breakthrough, and you end up what is basically being in prison. The person comes around with the key to your jail cell, unlocks it, and opens the door and says, you're free to go. They walk off, and what you do is you said, no, thank you. You grab that door cell or that cell of the jail, and you just pull it closed and watch it clank and say, I want to stay in bondage. I want to stay captive. God just said, you're free to go. He's done it. But because of the replaying of your memory, it recaptivates you. Well, you know, yeah, they just spoke a breakthrough over you. The apostle just said they get ready for a new job, but let me replay a memory for you. You just went on 12 interviews last month, and not one of them called you back. Now, all of a sudden, when apostle said you have the job, there's favor over your life, you start replaying the memory about how nobody called you back last week.
Wow.
And then that puts in doubt. Doubt is the biggest seed to destroy, to halt, and to delay the breakthrough that was already spoken over your life. And then because of that, people have the nerve to say that is a false apostle, false prophet. hell. There's no power there. No, it's because of your mind and your lack of discipline, because you can't abide under the law of the mind. The mind needs to be focused. Woo, there's so much I need to talk about, but
yes,
I can't talk about it all. My goodness.
Yes, my mind.
Hallelujah.
Man. You got to fall in love with the word new. You have to fall in love with the word new. God promised to give us new in this life. He said new. He said, I will create in you a clean heart, and he will renew a right spirit within you. With that renewing, a right spirit comes a new mind. There's a newness. Be attracted to new. He said he would give you a new heart, a new life, because the old things have passed away.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
That means there has to be a funeral for everything that has been used, everything that has already been labeled used in your life. You have to have a funeral. That was the old mindset. The old mindset said I was ugly. The old mindset said I wasn't worthy to walk in this new body, this new start, this new redemption. But I'm now standing here owning it. That's the old mindset that said that I believe my ex-husband that used to abuse me and say that I would never be anything in my life, that I was stupid and all I was used for was just a sex toy and to cook his food. Now I have a newness in my mind and I'm owning it. Let me have a funeral. Let the dead bury the dead. I'm going to let that stay where the dead people are, because I'm walking where there's a life.
Amen.
Believe in this thing called Jesus. They don't even believe in me. They think I'm on a phase. They think I'm doing something crazy. They think that I'm just strung out because I'm believing in this man named Jesus and how he works miracles and how he can save my soul. But you know what? I used to be intimidated by their thoughts, but right now I'm stepping into a newness. It doesn't matter who doesn't agree with me, because I know that I am on the right track and the track of prosperity by believing and obeying God's word.
Amen.
You literally have to do. If you have to literally stand there and write a list of everything that was old, your old mentality, even your old addictions, even your old lusts and sins and temptations, even your old language. Maybe it's your language that gets you into trouble. Not just I'm talking about profanity, but I'm talking about just how you birth out death or life through your tongue. So maybe you used to speak a lot of death. Oh, I'll never get it. It's always another bill. Why even go to the mailbox? It's just going to be bills. Why even open it up? It's just going to be bills. Well, if it's all just going to be bills, then that's all you're going to get. But I choose to, when I go to the mailbox, checks and money orders are waiting on me.
Amen.
When I begin to speak that, every time I go to the mailbox, there's some money for me that got my name on it. There's a refund check that I signed out for a class civil suit 2 years ago. All of a sudden, they gave me my check now for $100. All of a sudden, there's a new check for a refund for some utility company as a deposit. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Oh, when you canceled your account with us and transferred to the other service, you had $300 on a deposit. We're releasing that to you now. I mean, just money coming from all areas of my life. Walking down the street, somebody just says, I don't know why, but the Lord said, here you go. Here's $20. I'm placing it in your hand and his hand.
In there.
Money coming. You know why? Because I begin to speak it. I begin to believe it. I begin to focus my mind that money comes after me. It chases after me. I'm going to keep on doing what I need to do, but like a magnet, the enemy, hallelujah, cannot even halt it. He can't deny it. He can't even stop it. You know why? Because my mind is too focused. And when my mind is focused on the word of God and implementing the word of God, it supersedes that of anything the enemy is trying to do or destroy or steal from me. I'm trying to teach you some things. It's going to happen. You're going to have to effort. You're going to have to put forth some conscious effort on what you think. You're going to have to literally almost shake your head from left to right and say, ooh, I got to stop that. I rebuke that. That's my old language. Sometimes old habits die hard. So sometimes you're going to have to break yourself and literally speak out loud. No, I am rich. I do have prosperity. That's what we did. We began to quote Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter.
Amen.
And it was before, this was years and years ago, before we actually saw the manifestation. We said, we were one time the borrower. We were one time the borrower. But we said, no, the word of God says you're not the borrower, but you're the lender.
The lender, yes.
What's wrong with this? If I say I believe in the word of God, but my life doesn't add up to it, so what in the world am I doing wrong? So the Lord said, check what you're speaking. Check what you're focusing on. Every time you go out, you're looking for the next payday loan place. He said, you need to change that mindset. Start looking for where you could buy out cash, where you can go and purchase whatever you want and you can sign for, and it's yours when you walk out the store. Start looking for things like that. Start looking for budget ideas and strategy. So with that being said, started doing it, and I started decreeing and declaring every single day. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I have my whole thing that I pray, but we would talk about several things, but this is the point I will point out to you. We will say we are the head, not the tail.
And not the tail. Amen.
Lender, not the borrower. We are above, not beneath.
Say this it every day.
Thank you, Lord, for one day making me the lender and not the borrower. Thank you for one day, Lord, making me the head. I know one day I'm going to be the head. No, that wasn't my language, because that's still language of defeat. That's still,
amen,
whenever you put yourself where you're waiting on something, you are walking in defeat. But God told me it's released already. Although it may not be manifested right there for you to touch it, it has been released from the heavens. So you,
amen,
keep manifesting and speaking,
amen,
it.
Amen.
Your energy, have your imagination pre-play. So we begin to have our imagination pre-play. We said, okay, we're going to go ahead and say we're the lender, not the borrower. So we started imagining being able to bless people. People who we need, people who we knew the needs of, we begin to say, you know what, Lord? Ooh, I would give them $100 right there. They need their cell phone bill. Ooh, we would pay $90 on their cell phone. Oh, we would do that. And we begin to pre-play us being in a position where we are the lender, not the borrower. How we will lend to the poor.
Amen.
God, we will begin to say, you know what, even though we don't have no food, God, I'm speaking and pre-playing my imagination that we have an abundance of food, that I'm able even to give unto the poor, lend unto the poor as you commanded in your word. Let me tell you something, not a long time from that time we started speaking in our secret place and in our worship, in our 3 a.m. prayer time, God began to manifest it. God began to manifest. All of a sudden, we have more than enough. We have so much that we had to give it away. We said, oh, are you hungry? Oh, I'm starving. Oh, be right there. We got a whole container full of food for you. We begin to now say we're above, not beneath. Now we want to seem like we were the less of everyone around us. We begin to now be promoted to the top, a place of authority, a place of esteem, a place of respect, a place of honor, a place of influence. We are the head, not the tail. We were at the end of the line. God said, now I'm moving you to the front of the line. And let me tell you something, even now today, we are, hallelujah, the lender, not the borrower. We are the head, not the tail. And let me tell you something, that just keeps on increasing as you keep on staying faithful to God. Why do you think we preach so hard about our tithes? Why do you think we preach so hard about sowing seed? Because it's what got us out of our run. It's what got us from depending on payday loans and borrowing. Hey, sister, can I borrow $20? I get paid on 2 weeks. It got us out of that. It got us from now getting these lemon cards that charge 100% interest rate, you know, and you're paying more than what the car is worth and it's breaking down before you even pay it out. It got us from that to being able to walk on a car lot and not have to even show proof of income and drive out the lot with a bow on it. I'm telling you what I know.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Job. It took me from having to do a 9-to-5. Yeah, I was making some good money. Yeah, I had a good job working corporate America. Yeah, all of that. But I still was a slave to the 9-to-5. It cut into my prayer time. It cut into the things I wanted to do, the things that I had a desire to do for God. But God said, keep being faithful. And if you prove yourself, then I'm going to take you off your job. Take you off your job, and then God gives you a newer car. Take you off your job, and you're able to pay off your old car. Take you off your job, and now you get upgraded to a newer condo in one of the best suburbs and areas in the Central Florida area. Matter of fact, the area is so safe and so beautiful and so clean that even when I called my car insurance, it was an ADT system alarm. Everything got reduced to over $100 in my premium. Yeah, I don't know where you're about to move, lady, but oh my goodness, your car insurance just dropped over for the premium, just dropped over $200. So this is what I'm telling you. Desire this life for our family. We desire this life, but it don't have to be a pipe dream. It could be something of a reality if you learn how to abide by the law of the mind.
Amen.
Ooh. Amen. Yeah.
Hi, Mama.
Thank you, God.
Oh, if they really get it. I told you that there were three things that your mind needs. I'm still on number one, but I'm going to close it down even right there. I'll revisit it later on. You got to keep being faithful and signing on this call or catch us on Facebook Live. You never know when we're going to release it. Just stay connected to this ministry because need the other two as well. You need to learn how the mind needs something. The number two is your mind needs blank. Number three is your mind needs blank. So I'm going to talk to that, but I'll have to end now because there's only so much you can absorb. There's only so much that I feel that you can really receive. But I wanted to spend some time on number one because your mind needs a focus. If you don't get nothing else out of this, you need to know this. Somebody repeat after me. My mind.
My mind.
My mind.
Needs a focus.
Focus.
Now you determine what that focus is. I can't tell you. Oh, I can tell you what you need to focus on, but that's not my role. That's not my goal. My role is to bring awareness and empowerment so you can make an informed decision by giving you resources, wisdom, strategy. But when you hang up this call, it's meant for you to contemplate. I really do believe the sermons that I taught on Sundays, and when you come and you're hearing the preacher, he ought not or she not, she ought not to do everything for you. And we bring you to the conclusion by the end of the sermon, we're doing everything for you and we're kind of making you lazy. So I want you to leave from me and I want you to say, you know what? She began something in me. Now let me work with the Lord so he can finish what he's begun. Let me go and assess. Let me have homework. Let me go and ask myself some hard questions. What do I need to be focused on? What am I focusing on that is robbing my peace? What am I focused on that is taking my joy? What am I focused on that is leading me from God? What am I focusing on that is serving as a distraction from getting to God in that secret place? What am I focusing on that is actually working against my health and my body? What am I focusing on that is leading me to, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. So what am I focusing on that is the wages of sin? What am I focused on that even weighs but easily beset you? What is a weight in my life that I'm focusing on that will eventually lead me to sin, which will eventually lead me to death, spiritual death or natural death? What are you focusing on? And then you wonder why things are not adding up in your life. You're not focusing on your budgeting. It could be as simple as your money. You're not focusing on your time being first. You're focusing on doing other things. You focus on spending it otherwhere. You need your hair done, your nails done. You need a new outfit. Is that really a good focus when God is trying to get things in alignment when you're paying your tithes first?
Amen.
Maybe you need to cut back on some things. Maybe you need to learn how to cook a meal. But Apostle April, I don't really cook that well. Well, guess what? YouTube has millions of videos, and they can tell you to take three ingredients and turn it into something gourmet. Now it's time for you to roll up your sleeve and get at it. It's because you don't know how to do it. It's not that you should not be doing it. Let me repeat that. Just because you do not know how to do something is not a legitimate excuse of why you should not be doing it.
Amen.
I don't know how to pay tithes. Find out how to pay tithes. You can research. You can go and reach out to somebody. I don't know how to cook. Find out how to cook something simple to you. I don't know how. Everything, almost 80% of everything that I have in my life and that I know how to do, I did not know how to do. But I had to teach myself. You have to have a motivation about yourself for change. My motivation was I wanted a different outcome. Otherwise, I'm just playing crazy. To keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result, that's craziness. You have to do something different. And when you do something different, then that's when you'll be able, that's when you'll be able to see a different outcome, a different change, a different approach, a different reward. And then all starts with your mind. You know why? With your mind? Because before you decide that you really want to lose weight and you start working out and having a better diet, it starts with you saying, yes, I want to do better for my health. In my mind, I made the decision. Before you decide that you want to be a better parent, maybe you're not kind enough. Maybe you're not open enough. Maybe you don't listen enough. Maybe you don't exhibit all types of love. Whatever it is that you feel like you need to do better at as a parent, then guess what? It starts with your mind saying, you know what? I want to be a better parent. Let me implement some different strategies. Before you decide that and go forward and being a friend, maybe you're lonely, you want friends. God said if you want a friend, you got to first show yourself friendly. You got to make up in your mind that I'm going to be friendly. Everything starts with your mind. It's a decision. Everything. So you have to understand how the mind works. You first need a focus. Understand that you need to get from the memory, because that replays your past. And start focusing on your imagination. Start envisioning. Start playing the imagination that pre-plays your future. This is what God requires of us, because when you start focusing your mind, you'll realize that even the offense that came against you that caused you to be all just bunched up in your panties and all twisted up in sour brow, when you realize that you start thinking from an imaginative, you start thinking beyond how life is not the end because of this one offense. Life goes on, and you will get over it. And you start thinking about the future. That's what I do. When people want to try and offend me and people want to try and come against me, I don't even pay any mind or any attention right now in my present. I start thinking beyond you. I said, okay, you're coming against me right now, but you'll be gone in 3 months. You'll be gone in 2 weeks. You'll be gone tomorrow. So let me go ahead and focus on my day around you.
Amen. Amen.
And then my enemies get upset. Why don't she be bothered? They're trying to hunt and really trying to, you know, kind of haunt my page on Facebook or my post or Twitter account or trying, you know, just to see if I'm going to vent a little bit. For what? I'm not even thinking about you.
Amen.
Of my imagination pre-playing my future that does not include you, because anybody that definitely dishonors me, you have lost access to me, so it definitely does not include you. Immediately, you could be the best of the best. You could be honoring me today, but if you dishonor me tomorrow, you've lost access to me.
Amen.
That's just how it works. So my mind is so focused on feeding those that honor me, feeding those that really know my distinct difference. I got to stay focused for you all. And anybody that is a dishonoring, you will lose focus. I mean, even from the day of 8 a.m., you could be honoring me, but if by 7 p.m. you're dishonoring me, but I can guarantee you by 7:05 p.m., you're blocked and you can't even find me. You know why? Because I definitely take into consideration my focus. You're a distraction. Think about it. Anybody around you that does not feed into your imagination of your positive, holy, and sanctified future, of the objectives and goals and business ideas and career ideas and education ideas and parenting ideas, anybody that does not support and lead you on a path of righteousness while you're supporting that vision is a distraction, and you need to wonder why you're giving that individual or group of people your focus.
That's a good point. Amen.
Amen.
You play a big role in how you stay focused. You have to be strong enough, though. This is what it takes, Holy Ghost boldness. You have to be strong enough to even rise up and say, you know what? You're now coming against my focus, so I'm going to need to have some distance between you and I. See, the problem is that a lot of people aren't bold enough to even do that. They feel like they have to endure it. No, you don't. We operate under the law of choice. God gives us a choice. You decide who you give access to. If you
That's
don't support my vision, if you're coming against the things that God has told me to do, and I have not picked anything with you, I don't even talk to you, and you're just coming out the blue at me, I got to let you go. I got to put up some type of barrier, because you are sent to act as a distraction. People that want to distract you from your focus, think about it. And what good nature would anybody want to distract somebody else from achieving greatness in this earth besides those people who are literally being used by the enemy or are lost themselves?
People who need a focus
are the people who will be used as a distraction, because you know why? It's something on the inside that's tearing them apart, because you're going somewhere. You're on your way. You're on a path of prosperity, and they're walking on a path of poverty.
Amen.
You got to do that.
Amen.
It goes for who you want to date. It goes for who you want to marry. I can't imagine how I've talked to many desperate women, because that's what they are. How possibly, prayer? How could you say that? You're just saying that because you married now. No, before I was even married, I wasn't desperate. Matter of fact, that's the reason why my husband loved me and wanted to snatch me off, if I could say it like that, the market. Because he even asked my name. He asked me if I was married. He was serious. You know why? Because I wasn't desperate.
Amen.
Some of these women are so desperate, they're willing to put away junk. And the man is the biggest distraction on the calling. I said, you know, before you had met that guy, you told me your focus was this. You were going back to school. You finally found your way. God gave you, prayed. God gave you financial assistance to be able to go back to school. You got this new job. Now, here come this joker. and this joker is discouraging you from going to school. This joker is discouraging you to even pursue the promotion on your job. Matter of fact, he's telling you to quit your job and come and move in the next city.
Wow.
Where he's still living with his mama. So why in the world are we even discussing this? But you get so loopy and you get so off focus that even some of that craziness begins to make sense to you. Check yourself, as they used to say in the world. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Uh-huh.
Because this is empowerment at its true form.
Amen.
You are empowered. I can't make your life well. I can only give you strategy. I can only bring awareness. And then and only then, when you begin to operate with or within the law of the mind, and you learn how your mind works, you learn how the enemy uses your mind, you learn how the Lord enforces the growth and development of your mind, then you begin to realize that it all begins with your mind. So let me begin to start thinking some things differently so that I can go forward and have a better outcome. And then that places you on the path of prosperity. I'm finished. Only able to get to one because I don't know if you all are really getting it. I don't know. But I'm going to go ahead and end it there because I'm not going to go further if I don't think you all are really getting it. But with that being said, I hope you did receive it. For the little of you all that did say amen, I hope the note takers really full page of notes. I hope that even those of you all that could not take notes will listen back to the playback. Maybe
amen.
It's always good to refresh your mind when knowledge and strategy has been given to you.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.